Well, hello, patrons.
Hi, patrons.
We've just recorded an episode in the middle of which Sanya had a massive laughing
No,
fit.
Don't. That was terrible. I feel so bad because I can't control my brain. And it was unintentional. And it was literally just because you used a phrase that my brain then latched onto. And I have to wait. I just have to ride it out and wait for it to pass in its own time. Because the more I try to carry on with life and ignore it, the more I fail.
Well, we really hope Pete Joyce, whose letter that was, that Sanya laughed in the middle of, sees the funny side. Because it wasn't about the letter. It wasn't about the letter.
It was Paul chiming in.
My chiming in. Yeah. Anyway, this is our first Patreon exclusive podcast episode, isn't it?
I think so.
The other one we put up one that was...
Oh, our failed episode.
Our failed episode. Well, it was a great episode. It was the recording of it.
Yes,
failed.
The fail was the sound.
So we're going to try and do these from time to time because I know some of you on Patreon here are from BeyondPod and you're probably seeing a lot of my updates and going... What is this thing I've signed up for?
Yeah, it's very different.
I mean, really, I should probably do a separate Patreon, but...
Probably.
But this way I figure, look, you'll get my blog post updates if you want to watch the videos. And I know some of you actually have... someone did message me very kindly and said, came for BeyondPod, stay for Digitizer.
Oh, that's so nice.
Yeah, so I do know there is a degree of crossover. And I know it goes the other way as well, where I know some... Digitizer fans listen to BeyondPod, even though they're not Marillion fans.
That's true.
So it seems sensible to put it all in one place, because then everyone just gets a ton of bonus content, which they can decide to listen to or watch or read or not.
It's a shame that you can't have, like, sections within Patreon, so people can just sort of go to the section that they're interested in.
I can have a look.
I mean, I know you've got tiers, but I wonder if you could separate it, like, have a BeyondPod... Oh. BeyondPod tier.
I thought about that,
I don't think it works that way. I don't think that's how Patreon works.
I think
works.
It's, you know, everyone can just get the updates. But we'll try and do these from time to time, because there are topics around Marillion that I think we probably wouldn't necessarily address on the podcast itself. For instance, one that I know is often a bone of contention in our Marillion friendship group, The Damage. I know they often have a lot to say about Marillion t-shirt designs.
They do, yes.
I think that would make a fun bonus episode.
Yeah. it's probably better not done on the podcast.
I think it might be better not done on the podcast. Yeah. I don't have massive opinions about their t-shirt designs one way or another, but I know some of our friends do. Anyway, that's for a future episode, a future bonus episode. So, I wanted to ask you, first of all, in keeping with what this will be about, do you remember the first time you saw Marillion? Was it at Marillion weekend?
Oh.
Or did we go and see a gig?
Wow, that's a really good question.
I don't remember.
I think it might have been a gig. But the first time I actually remember seeing them was at a Marillion weekend.
Did we go with Isaac?
A Christmas gig.
Yeah. Was that your first Marillion gig?
It feels like it wasn't.
But it might
have been. Do you know what? This is terrible.
I know, I can't remember either.
My first memory of seeing them live is at a Marillion weekend.
Yeah, seeing Marbles.
Mm. No, was that the no?
Oh,
that was not the that wasn't the first.
No,
that was the
oh,
second.
Oh no, yeah, okay.
Yeah, that was the second. I don't actually know. I'm gonna say it was a Marillion weekend, but then that feels like being thrown into the deep end, doesn't
it? Does it?
That's like, oh, you've never seen them before. Ha ha! Here we go, 3 days of pure Marillion. Yeah.
Anyway, we don't know.
Yeah.
How about that? Because I remember mine.
What was yours?
I'm sure I've mentioned this on the podcast, so I don't know what I'll be able to add to it, actually, even though I said we'll do an episode about the first time I saw Marillion. I don't know what I can really add beyond what I've probably already talked about. But yeah, it was at what was then the Hammersmith Odeon, now the Apollo, where we're seeing them, fingers crossed, later this year.
Fingers crossed. Come on, world.
Yeah. February 1986, which I'd had tickets for the tour because the tour got postponed because of Fish's voice problems. So I'd had tickets, and then they got moved to a date in February, that the following February. So if I remember, I think the tickets were got by a boy I went to school with called Matthew Botton. Botton.
Oh, that wasn't me reacting to the name. I just Botton. Elbowed a table.
Who, it's weird that I went with him because we weren't like particularly good mates. But he must have been a fan. We must have talked about Marillion at some point. I don't know why he was the one that got us tickets. I certainly never went to another gig with him. I never saw him outside of school apart from that one time.
Oh, really?
Really weird that I went with him.
So just that one gig and then never again?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I wonder what he's doing now. But he...
I'd laugh if he listened to the podcast and then...
Matthew Botton, if you're out there...
And then wrote in.
Write in. Yeah, so I think his parents got the tickets for us and I gave him the money. But I do remember my dad gave us a lift because my dad used to work nights. And he gave us a lift. He normally went near Hammersmith, but on that occasion he took a bit of a detour and dropped us outside the venue. So I would have been, 86, 15. Yeah, so I was 15 years old.
Oh.
You're wondering what Sandy's reacting to there. The door just opened of its own accord. Ghost.
Ghost's coming in.
And I remember it was absolutely freezing because after the gig we got the tube home. And this is a mate, I would never have let my kids go to a gig late at night on a weeknight
at 15. Yeah, I wouldn't.
No way. But anyway, I did. We got
not in central London.
We got the tube home because I remember it was snowing when we on the way home.
What? Actual snow.
And I remember this is so weird. This weird things that stick in your head. I remember an elderly woman on the train, the doors open at one of the stations and the snow got thicker as the tube kind of got closer to home. It obviously snowed more nearer home than it had in Hammersmith, even though we're not that far from it. But and I remember a woman going, "Oh, it's like the frozen north out there." I remember it so clearly.
With that voice.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, oh, no, totally that voice. Exactly that voice. I am nothing if not a great mimic.
Yeah, you are.
It's like the frozen north out there. But I'm now wondering whether we did get tickets for the original leg of that tour, because I think what happened, they rescheduled the dates, and I think actually we got tickets once the rescheduled date was announced, because we didn't have seats, and we had because there were seats upstairs in the circles, and I think downstairs may have been standing because they could take the seats out. Because the tickets we had were standing upstairs. And now you've been in there.
That sounds dangerous.
Yes. Yeah. So basically at the very, very back, at the very, very top of the wall, as far away from the stage as you can possibly get.
Could you even see anything?
What there is, there's a railing there. I don't know if it's still there. And we stood on the railing to get a better view. I remember hanging onto the ceiling, kind of girdle on the ceiling the whole night, standing up and looking
could you
down.
See okay?
Yeah.
I mean, that's a long way away.
Yeah, it was a long way away. I didn't feel it. I mean, it's not, you know,
it's not that massive
venue.
I suppose.
Yeah, it's not the O2 or something like that where, you know, you need a jumbotron LED screen to see anyone on stage, but yeah. That was my first experience, was standing up at the back on the Misplaced Childhood tour. It was a revelation, because the gigs I've been to before that were either things like, as I've established before, is Neil from the Young Ones played a gig at the Hammersmith Odeon, which was kind of like a rock gig, though it was all seated. And, you know, I suppose I went along, it was more like, oh, we're at a pantomime, that sort of thing, even the music was very much rock music, you know, as I later learned, was prog rock music, which I hadn't really heard of.
He was sowing the seeds in your music tastes.
Yeah. And then I remember going with my parents to see, of all things, the Wurzels. Oh, you've got a brand new combine harvester.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I've seen the Wurzels live. And the Wombles.
And the Wombles.
I saw the Wombles live.
Awesome.
So this was just something else again.
How did the Wombles work live?
I was really young. I was about 6.
Oh, I see.
All I remember is the stage set was... Because the Wombles had singles out and albums in the 70s. The stage set, I remember it...
I used to love the Wombles.
Yeah, it looked like the inside of their burrow. So newspaper all on the walls.
Oh, I bet that was really cool.
It was cool.
That sounds magical.
But as a kid, yeah, it was amazing.
I used to think the Wombles were really cute.
Yeah.
Like, oh, they're so good looking.
So, I'm sorry. Oh, so when you say cute, you meant good looking, not cute as in a puppy.
No,
they're
like...
so good looking.
Like handsome, but not that
handsome. I... Handsome? What the hell?
I didn't have a crush on them. I just thought that they were like... nice looking animals.
Handsome. You've said cute and handsome.
Yeah.
Words you've used to describe me in the past.
Maybe you're a Womble.
Yeah, maybe I'm a Womble. Yeah, maybe I am.
No. I was like, I'm talking about when I was four, by the way.
Be honest, you know what Wombles did? They picked up
the litter.
Yeah, so I'm, if anything, the anti-Womble.
Yeah, you are. You're their nemesis.
I'm their agent of chaos.
Yes. That's correct.
And the stage set, famously the Misplaced Child stage set, was they'd made the stage look like a child's playroom. So on the floor there was like a big comic called the Marillo or Murillo or whatever it was, not like the Beano.
Yeah.
And then, you know, the drums and keyboards were on like toy blocks and stuff like that, and there was a ramp in the middle of the stage for fish to come down, which was like a playing card. And
wow, they went all out.
Yeah, weirdly.
That sounds pretty.
But weirdly, I look back at photos of that too, and it's actually the stage set's not that brilliant.
Oh, but it sounds amazing. Oh, it actually sounds phenomenal.
At 15.
I need to see a photo of this.
At 15, I thought, oh, what? This is cool. And fish, it was all the... costume changes, you know, the pseudo silk kimono. It was post face paint, but
he
still had all those, you know, the jacket which we have later worn.
Awesome.
Which our friend Mark bought, the lavender jacket. And the things that stick out from that gig were them playing Jigsaw and Fish with a big mirror Jigsaw piece that they shone a spotlight onto and then moving it around the audience, or moving it so that it shone onto the audience.
Oh, wow. That sounds awesome.
Yeah, hanging from a like, bit of fishing line.
Mm.
That stood out. And then, wow, what else? Well, yeah, the other thing that really stood out as well was kicking myself because a couple of days later they announced at the end that they were playing they announced two things. One was a benefit concert, I think, a couple of days later, where they said, we're going to have some friends joining us and you're going to be fish fucking kicking yourself if you're not there. Apologies to any Scottish listeners. I know my Scottish accent isn't great. And I think, oh, I wish I'd done that. But then they also, I think he also announced the Milton Keynes concert in the summer. The Milton
Why were
Keynes
you
Bowl.
Kicking yourself?
Because I'd like to have gone to the one that had special guests. As it turned out,
I see.
Mike Oldfield played it and things, I think. It was that Mike Oldfield benefit, which I've got a feeling, and I may be wrong about this, that Fish's future keyboard player also came on stage with him, Mickey Simmons.
Oh, who's Pete's friend, isn't he?
No, that's Robin Bolt.
Oh.
Mike Oldfield's keyboard player, Mickey Simmons.
Oh, Mike Oldfield's
Not Robin
player.
Bolt, who's a guitarist and Pete's childhood best friend.
All right, I'm so off the mark.
Yeah, but Mickey Simmons is the one at the Fish convention that you thought was H coming on stage, despite the fact that Mickey Simmons is like 6'2" and H is about 3'9"?
I couldn't tell. I was so far away.
And you were like, oh my God, I don't believe he's here. Oh,
no, 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 no. I was so far away, I couldn't tell his height. And also, I didn't even know H's height at that point.
You thought H was a tall boy like fish.
Well, I didn't think in those terms at all.
Yeah. So then they announced the big Milton Keynes bowl show, which I did go to as well. I managed to get tickets for that, as you know, because I've talked about that. And I think, I don't know if I saw them again that year. I'm not sure whether I didn't then see them until the Clutching at Straws tour. So difficult, because I saw them at least three times on Clutching at Straws tour.
What the? Gosh.
Gosh! Gosh, goodness. Lot. Gee whiz.
Gee whiz, you must have enjoyed that tour.
Yeah, well, because I saw them.
Or that set list, it's a better way of putting it.
Put it however you want. Because I saw them at Wembley Arena, which is a big step up in terms of venue size from the previous time, on Monday. And then again on the Wednesday, I went and got tickets off a Tao. And I think the Wednesday gig was the one that Prince Edward was at. And then I saw them again at the Hammersmith Odeon on the sort of second UK leg of that tour, I believe. Wow. Yeah.
Yeah, you must have loved that tour.
I just love Marillion.
That's true.
So I'm thinking now, maybe, well, how many times have I seen them with Fish? Four times? Not that many, really, is it?
No, not compared to how many times you've seen them with H.
Yeah, which is just countless.
Mm.
Yeah. And,
I guess you still, even maybe not in most recent years, but you still always go and see them more than once on a tour.
No, not in recent years.
Not less so in recent years.
The tour that I saw them the most times was the Marbles tour.
How many times did you see them?
On that tour.
Is that just because you loved Marbles, or?
It was again. Which is something we're going to talk about when we get to Marbles on the main podcast, is there was just a buzz about Marillion at that time. You know, them having produced, an album that was clearly stunning, which they played a huge chunk of it, the whole of the single disc version, because they released two versions of the album, the double for people that crowdfunded it, and the single version, which was released to retail. They played the whole of that on the tour, and then the single kind of getting to number 7, and there was just a buzz, and those gigs were just, I just loved those gigs, all of them. I saw them loads on that tour.
So did you wait until you'd been to a gig to book other gigs, or did you, as soon as you listened to the album, say, I'm going to as many gigs as I possibly can?
Don't know. Some of them I definitely booked in advance. And then others, I may have kind of gone, I just want to go again. So there was a novelty of travelling to see them.
Mm.
Yeah, and seeing them in different places. There was something quite fun about that. They did a university tour with around Anorakophobia, where they play universities.
Oh, okay, that's different.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I mean, it sounds different. I don't know how many bands do that.
Went to see them,
I
think, in Norwich on that tour. With Seb, my friend Sebastian. And I think I saw him a few times on that tour. I saw them with Steve Horsley.
Oh, wow.
Sorry, these are, some of you will be going, who are these people? Some of you might know Steve Horsley, Horsenberger, Teletext, graphics wizard. And I remember him really enjoying it and going, why aren't they bigger? Because he wasn't like a fan.
Oh, right.
Yeah. But it was definitely the Marbles tour is the time I've seen them the most, because and I think I may have then the subsequent somewhere else tour, I may have booked a couple of shows on that tour, but the album I wasn't as excited about, so I certainly didn't book any extra after I saw them. I think I did see them at least two nights running in London on the Somewhere Else tour, and because I remember the second night, I didn't drink. It was like, you know what, that's actually all right, going to gig sober.
Well, you've never done that before.
No, this is all right. This is so... Yeah, which is what I started trying to do at Marillion weekends on the Sunday night, which failed spectacularly last time,
didn't it?
Yes, it did, dear. Thank you for reminding me. Blame Mark for buying the champagne. Well, this has been a bit of a ramble. I was going to talk about just that first time, but now we've ended up talking about all the different times I've seen them. Never seen them other than Holland in another country.
I was just about to ask
Scotland
you.
I've seen them.
Have
I've
you? Seen them, yeah. With fish or H?
Never with fish. Yeah, I've seen Marillion in Scotland once, just once. But again, I've got a feeling that might have been sort of Marble's time because we saw... We went up, the whole bunch of us, we saw, they call Still Marillion now.
Still Marillion.
Yeah, it was when they were Forgotten Sons or Martin's previous Marillion tribute band, Forgotten Sons. So in the afternoon, went to see Forgotten Sons, a tiny little venue in Glasgow. And then Marillion in the evening, which was just brilliant. Yeah, that was about as good a day as it got.
Yeah, that sounds like a good day.
Yeah.
Is that... Remember when we went to see them in... Is it Wolverhampton?
Yeah.
And I couldn't make it. I had to get a later train. Did you do that again?
Yeah.
You saw Forgotten Sons?
Yeah, in the afternoon.
Oh, well, why am I calling them Forgotten Sons? Still Marillion in the afternoon and then Marillion in the evening. Yeah.
Because there was that whole thing of you and I... not being able to contact each other because
something happened to
God,
your phone.
It was awful. There was a guy in the bar area when we were waiting to see Still Marillion who had a very elaborate fish era Marillion tattoo on his back that he was showing off. And I said, could I take a photo? And as I went to take the photo, I dropped my phone on the floor and smashed it. And I like just froze because Sanya was coming up to join us later and you didn't know where we were.
I didn't know where to go. I didn't know where the hotel was. And no, so I think I knew where the hotel was, but I wouldn't have had any proof that I was there with you.
So I checked into the hotel and everything. So I just froze and shit. And this guy was like, have you taken it? Have you taken that? I went, yeah. You can put your shirt back on. Cradling my busted phone. So then it just became this panic of trying to get in touch with you via my mates.
Yeah.
Kind of say, can you send Sanya a message on Facebook and hope she
gets
it? Because I didn't remember your number either. They didn't have your number.
I remember your number.
I barely remember my own. So that was a panic. But I love that when we've done that. Because, you can do it. Cause, because it was one of the kids, didn't you, in the afternoon?
Something, it was... I can't remember why. But I was going to say, Still Marillion are such a great band.
They're brilliant. In fact, we should do one of these bonus eps on.
Yeah, we should. Because they're a really good night out.
Yeah. Martin, who, of course, has gone on to sing vocals for Steve Rothery on his tour on the Marillion tracks.
When you hear him, you understand why.
God, he's got an
amazing voice. What a powerful
voice. Yeah.
I was going to ask you something before we moved on. Oh, okay. So if you had the chance to see Marillion in any country in the world, where would you love to see them?
Oh, wow.
You're only allowed to pick one location.
Apparently the Paris crowds are quite something. I'd be curious to see them in Japan because apparently it's quite an unusual compared to what we're used to, an unusual reaction because they're sort of the audience is completely silent, doesn't move during the songs, and then very politely claps at the end or something.
Oh,
remember H saying that
would
he's
be,
found it odd.
Yeah, that would be unusual for the performers.
Yeah, because they get off on that energy. Yeah, they're just like watched
in silence.
But yeah, I don't know, because for me to see them in another country, yes, I'll be curious about these legendary Paris shows, but it's more about then, well, what would be the holiday around it, let's be honest.
Okay, yeah. Taking that out of the equation.
Well, then what's the, you know, then
I would
then
say
in that
just
case,
pure gig, you don't get a holiday, it's just
the gig.
Well, then
what's the point?
To experience, like, for example, I would really love to experience a Marillion gig in South America.
Yeah. Why?
Because I've heard so much about the South American crowd and how much they love them and they create a great atmosphere.
Well, so, you're talking specifically about that famous gig that they don't shut up about.
No, I'm thinking Chile.
Ah.
Or Mexico, having listened to a Corona Diaries podcast where I think H was talking about playing in Mexico and how amazing the crowd was. And I was like, oh, I kind of want to go and experience that now.
Yeah, but I do, for just a day, unless I'm getting a holiday or have the excuse.
No, because then you would choose based on the holiday rather than based on.
Yeah, I would. No.
So based on just the gig, you'd pick Paris?
Probably, just because of what they've said.
I mean, to be fair, I'd go on holiday anywhere almost at this point.
Yeah, same. Wales.
No, nothing I love Wales. Wales. No, I love Wales. I know. I do actually want to go back to Wales.
Oh, I would always go back to Wales, but I'm just saying, Wales, because I've been there so many times that its exoticness has slightly worn off. It's like me saying, let's go in London.
Yeah.
You know, it's
I'd even go on holiday to, like, the borough next to us.
Yeah, just to stay somewhere else other than home for a weekend.
Mm.
Oh, wouldn't that be great? Yeah. So I don't know, what other countries? Would I go? Yeah, I suppose France is just the one that springs to mind. France South America, I guess.
I'd love to see H sing Montreal in Montreal, because I've heard that's quite special.
I'd like to try the Montreal convention.
Mm.
I would like to try.
Yeah, I would.
Partly because I've not been to Canada, and I've been, to America a lot, but not to Canada. So I would like to try that one day. Our trouble is children.
Yeah, true.
This is why we can't just up and...
And cats as well.
No, you want... No, I'll tell you what I would like. I'd like to do Cruise to the Edge.
I'd love to do Cruise to the Edge. And I'm not a massive fan of cruises, but I would love to do Cruise to the Edge.
I am a fan of cruises. Because,
also...
Moon Safari.
Moon Safari have played it.
Yeah, they're playing the next one. Yeah. Moon Safari, I think.
When is the next
Cruise February, I think.
Oh, well, forget that then.
Why?
Well, it's February.
Oh. Oh, you mean in terms of children?
Yeah.
And childcare. It's all right. They'll all be old.
Most of them are adults. I've only got one that's still...
16. A couple of years.
Yeah.
A couple of years, we can do what we like. Yes! Go where we like, when we like. like we can afford to go on
board exactly.
At the moment.
And also, good luck with the current state of the world.
Yeah, yeah. So, I'd love to do Cruise to the Edge. I just think that'd be...
Seems like fun.
It does seem like fun, and I like the fact that the bands are just mingling and there.
Really?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah,
you've got to have
breakfast
with
them and stuff. Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Would you go up to them or are you too polite? Like, if you saw Rothers at the buffet, would you go and say hi?
No, not at the buffet. I'd choose my moment and I'd say, can I get a picture?
Ah.
Oh, yeah, I wouldn't mind.
Not like if they were like, at a cafe or something, just chilling.
If they're getting food or clearly having some time to themselves, no, I wouldn't bother them.
I don't think I would. I'm too shy.
But I think
in any situation, I'd just be like, oh, I saw them. That's it. That's like the extent of my being.
Yeah, the way it tends to be at the Marillion weekends, if we pass them, it's just like, hi, don't we?
Yeah, like, oh, there's no way. Hi. I'm way too shy to say hello.
Hi, Steve.
I don't even know if I'd say hi. I'd just smile.
Oh, we always
do. No, maybe I'd say hi.
Rothers has said
hi. I've only seen
us.
Them from like a distance.
Nah, Rothers has walked right past us and said hi.
Has he?
Yeah.
I don't know if I was there at that point. I've seen him, but like, it wasn't like a hi, saying hi distance. It was further away.
Hi!
Get a megaphone.
There's always...
Just bring a megaphone in case.
Every distance is a saying hi distance if you're loud enough. Steve! Hi! Anyway. Okay. Well, there you go. That was our inaugural bonus episode.
Yeah.
I might not even do any editing that to take out all the time to go,
I don't notice you saying you know. I yeah. just notice you know why? My own repetition.
Because I take them out.
Do you? Yes. Well, I mean, in real Most life. Most of them. In real life, I don't do it in real life,
just when I'm on microphones.
What I mean is when we're recording, in real life, when is we're this recording. Okay, he's in a mood now.
A funny mood. Yeah, don't, you know.
Oh, yeah, when I say mood, I mean funny mood.
Funny mood? I need water.
I don't notice you saying, you know.
He knows.
He knows.
He says, you know. That should be my theme song.
Goodness, you need a t-shirt. You need a t-shirt with that on it.
He says, you know. A lot. Brackets.
A lot, yeah.
Right, everyone. Thanks for listening to this. I need some honey in my larynx. Because for some reason I'm having throat issues.
Honey in your larynx.
Sweets for my sweet honey in my larynx. On that note, see you, everyone.
Bye.